Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachelor. Headlines in Bloomberg Asia. China's gloomy economic data paints dire growth picture, dire in quotes. China home price slump deepens as big cities boost support. China cash squeeze, a boon for foreigners snapping up bank bonds. China shrinks budget deficits again in weak support for growth. I go to Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space on all occupied continents. This is the Scholar Report. Chris is in Amsterdam. We will speak of Europe in a moment. But China's headlines on Bloomberg are surprising. Chris, a very good evening to you. We've spoken for weeks and months about the declining prospects for the Chinese economy. Within these last days, the FT has reported the national document that emerges every year from the Chinese Communist Party shared the word security or surveillance with the word reform or growth. In other words, China sees its role under Xi Jinping as a guarded capitalist state, managed, I suppose, would what they'd say. So the hard question for people doing business on all continents, can the U.S., can Europe, can we both grow while China's in decline? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. Mr. Xi in China is facing the economic challenge that all of the debt chickens are coming home to roost. So the Chinese economy is slowly bleeding out relative to the debt, the real estate crisis. Mr. Xi, in asking Mr. Biden for nearly a $2 trillion bailout, needs external capital to come to China to help correct that problem and to bail the Chinese government out. But the Chinese government, while asking for help in one hand, saber rattles in the other. So you've seen the outflow or the dramatically reduced investment in China become a problem over the last two quarters. And now money is fleeing China versus going into China. That's very bad for Mr. Xi. And that is causing specifically the Chinese who enjoy at the governmental level, the thought of a surveillance state to tie that noose tighter and tighter and tighter for fear that the economic lows will cause social lows and threaten the government.
Does the surveillance state, the security state, does that interfere in foreign investment, stores and franchises and brand names coming into China? Do they insist upon having a peek in the back door?
John, when you have a business in China, as we do, your books are completely open to the government. The government typically has people that work in your factories to audit the books consistently. The great challenge that is there now is this new Chinese surveillance law and intelligence law that says any information that you create in China is Chinese property and you're at risk if you take that out. So you now see more and more companies that are saying, whether it be an auditor, a KPMG, an Accenture, an EY, etc., that they cannot do their jobs in doing research on Chinese companies. China is becoming less and less transparent, and the threat of being arrested under an intelligence or spying charge is a substantial threat that no one wants to go through. So China is closing off transparency, and that's giving foreign companies less and less reason to want to do business there.
If you are an investor from outside of China, European or German or Mexican, is it uncertain that you can travel in China and be safe, personally safe? Is that uncertain?
China as a country tends to be incredibly safe. I would walk down any street in China in the middle of the night in the worst conditions with no fear of being robbed. I feel safer in China than in most of Chicago when there. That being said, your fear is not of crime, but of the government and the fear for expats relative to being scooped up by the Chinese government is certainly growing.
We move to happier climes. You've been in Europe for some days. You visited the United Kingdom, which is outside the EU, but a trading partner with all of the usual suspects. You're now in Amsterdam. And in these last days, I saw on the Telegraph, this is the Tory Telegraph reporting, the surprise, the word surprise, as the GDP dipped into negative territory for the UK. Is that reflective of the street traffic, of the mood in London that they've turned down?
John, London is as busy as ever. Same with Amsterdam. What you are starting to see now are declines in travel, declines in personal spending, and you're seeing the ECB, you're seeing governments start to think about loosening monetary policy where they tighten to slow inflation. Inflation is starting to slow. However, you now risk it tipping over into the dip of recession. So they're starting to ease back on pumping the brakes through interest rate increases, starting to decrease or talk to decreasing interest rates to try to juice the economies again, because it's materially slowing all around the world.
Europe has a very different environment than America when it comes to enterprise, entrepreneurship, and a lot of regulation. I understand that. So this question is too general, but I'm going to try it anyway. At this point, does Europe evidence planning for the future, building out capital investment in the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter of 24 or farther? Are they thinking ahead now?
John, in several discussions I've had in the past kind of 10 days, there's more and more lamenting in Europe that they do not have large capital projects like we're looking at in the U.S. with things like CHIPS Act and other. The Europeans are concerned about the inability in the future to do more heavy industry here, to build more things here, and their relevance on the global trade side, in many cases because of energy and the energy costs as they spiral post the Ukraine war, but also just the general challenges of cost and being globally competitive.
Home to America, the Federal Reserve speaks. Mr. Powell believes there is an opportunity for a soft landing, which translates into not too hot, not too cold. Right now, the markets, the stock markets are buoyant, but it's year end. Difficult to say that'll go into 24. I report anecdotally that there is foot traffic shopping for Christmas. It's later than usual. It would continue since Thanksgiving and Black Friday, but it started up again. Your understanding of the franchises, of the brands across America, they're heavily discounting, but that brings traffic in. Are they feeling better about 24?
I think, John, it will be, time will tell in the NRF results in January for the Christmas season, but the general thought is the consumer is slowing. The consumer is tapped out or approaching a point of being tapped out on credit. So Christmas is likely to be lighter this year, and you see consumers trading down in goods and selections to try to save money for the first time post-pandemic.
And the Federal Reserve talked about three cuts. Now, this is rarefied talk, but it makes for a better environment for loans, for growth. Do you see the opportunity from businesses to go back? They use loans to pay their employees, to maintain their rents. Do you see businesses feeling less under pressure?
John, I think that the businesses are still under a bit of pressure as labor can still be sparse and expensive, but you most certainly have the point of banks being in a very tight condition, especially because of the commercial real estate risks. Banks are not in a loaning or lending mood, so things are typically quite tight on the credit side.
Chris Riegel, he's traveling, he's in Amsterdam. This is the Scholar Report for Scholar.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space on all the visible continents. I'm John Bashley.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.